Well, I put the sermon at the end, hoping what came before would put you in a good mood. And again, a Merry Christmas to all. How are you doing? How you doing? Good. Let's see if you're doing good when I get done. Are you ready? I'm going to have some fun today. You have something that's been handed out to you. Hold on to that. You're going to need it in just a little bit. I used this message, or this passage, I should say, 2 years ago and did something special with you. I'm going to use it again this year and do something even more special with you. Read the text with me if you would. The angel said unto them, "Be afraid not. For behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people." Have you watched the news lately and listened to it on the radio, examined it, social media? It's all bad, or mostly bad. Have you noticed that? You just can't get away from it. Everywhere you look, it seems like there's been another car crash, another murder, right? Another theft by a porch pirate. Do you see that one? The little girl ran up to the porch and took a package. I mean, come on. But where you look, there seems to be bad news. Do you know it's gotten so bad that somebody complained? Yeah, they complained to the national broadcasting companies, ABC, CBS, and NBC. You ever noticed it was all bad news? Now, at the very end, if you can last that long, they'll put a minute or two of something good on. Yeah, it's because it was too much bad stuff. And somebody said, well, there's got to be something good happening in the world. You know, the Packers aren't helping. I've noticed over the years that there's a lot of bad news in the Christmas story, too. Have you seen it all? It seems to be wrapped up in bad news. First of all, you got Emperor Augustus, and he wants everybody to go back to their hometown. Where's Joseph from? Nazareth? Where's he from? Where does he have to go back to? Bethlehem. He's got to make a trek and go all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And you know why? You know why they did a census? So they can figure out how much more taxes you have to pay. Is that good news? No. And then there's this guy named Quirinius. How would you like to have him for your governor? And in future tests that you have to take, somebody says, well, who was the governor after Scott Walker? And you got to try to spell Quirinius, let alone try to say it. I feel for our young people. I don't know. Then there's Mary. Young, sweet Mary. In her youth, without a husband, she's pregnant. Now go home and tell mom and dad. What about Joseph? You know, Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She's going to conceive by way of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah, sure, right. That's the way things happen. The story goes on. No room, the inn. You got frightened shepherds, lost magi. We could use a little bit of good news in the story of Christmas. Here it comes. Be afraid not. I bring you glad tidings of great joy. Do you know really, really good news is hard to come by these days? I mean, pure, excellent, wonderful good news is really, really hard to come by. So hard to come by that you have to have a supernatural being come onto the scene and make the announcement. Because human beings don't have good news enough to really make a difference in the world today. It takes an angel. One that can come and proclaim a peace that'll conquer bad news. All bad news. All bad news there ever was, ever is, and ever will be. Not the type of good news you would find under a Christmas tree. One that lasts for a few moments, right, parents? Or perhaps a few hours, right? Maybe a few days. Not the kind of good news you get from the DMV. I got my license, I got my license. You know how the song goes, right? Oh, then you got to make the car payments, pay the insurance, pay for the gas, yearly license plate renewal. I wish I didn't have to have a car. I wish I could just have a horse. Ooh, that would be trouble too. The only time you love a horse is when you first get it and then when you get rid of it. I think it's the same with cars. It's not like the good news when you fall in love for the first time and then have to deal with rejection. Not like the kind of good news when you're told you're pregnant, especially if you're a man. Because you know what's going to follow. Diapers, temper tantrums, teething, colds, having to leave worship. The list goes on and on and on. That's because the good news that we experience in this world and this life is mortal. It comes and it goes. Not like the kind of news we get, good news we get in this world that always seems to have strings attached to it, right? This is a mega joy, a great joy that the Bible says is for all people because it contains something worth believing. It's God's love. God's love doesn't come and go. It's eternal, as His Word is. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to worry about it, especially on the day you die. You don't have to question whether or not you're going to heaven if you believe in Jesus. Because the promise is, yes, you will. Because it's God who loves you, and that determines your salvation. That's good news. It's free news. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to buy it. It's not on Spotify, Instagram, or Facebook. You don't have to pay a cable company to see it on TV. I'm giving it to you today for free. God loves you. And when you have that love, believe you me, reflecting on it, that's why we do at Christmas, it brings a peace that passes all understanding. The eternal creator and sustainer of all things cares enough about you and all the bad news you have to listen to every day, and he finds a way to turn it upside down and inside out, and he gives you good news that in the midst of everything bad, he's doing something good. You can believe that because you're his children who has come to know. He wants only the best for you. The Son who lays in the manger as an infant cares enough about you despite your rebellion, disobedience, and sin to offer up this little baby child as he grows to live for you and finally die on the cross that you would have saving grace. The angels would come later and proclaim it, peace on earth on whom all his love would rest. And it rests, my friends, now upon you. That's good news. It'll never fade, it'll never rust, nor will it be tossed out. Do you remember from this Bible verse a couple years ago? Some of you still do. I had a little fun with it. And the angel said unto them, be afraid not. And up there you'll find a knot that's frayed. Remember this? We called it the frayed knot. I sent you out and I told you to put it everywhere you can possibly put one. And remember that you can be afraid not. Raise your hand if you remember that. You remember it was a yellow rope? You want to do another one? Come on. You got it in your hand. Why don't you take it out? The little baggie with what's inside. It should look like that. Ooh, you know what? I better go grab mine. It's right here. I think I'll pick it up and take it over here. Hint, hint. Okay, take it out of the bag. Now, men with big hands, put your legs together so you don't lose the bell. Okay, it may drop out and go underneath the pew. Do not climb under the pew to try to find it. Find a little child next to you and say, go get that for me. Now that you have it out of the bag, I want you to take one end and thread it through the bell. Now, if you're having problems with this, one thing you can do is pinch the end of the plastic wrap and pull off the end, and you'll find it makes a nice little pointed end. I know, because I've worked a year on this. By the way, I want to thank our secretary, Kirsten, because we made 300 of these. Without her, I could not have done it. Okay, are you able to get it threaded? It's a tough one, I realize it. And if you got children in your pew, you're probably struggling a little bit. But don't worry, you got a baggie. You can put it back in the bag and take it home if you can't get it done here. Now, once you have it, slide it down to the middle. Got it that far? Once you get it there, tie it. Once you got it tied, put it on your finger. An index finger, hopefully. Not your left hand, third finger, to show you're married. Put it on your index finger. Now let me ask you, what do you have? Don't say it out loud if you know it. Some of you, I've been putting this on Facebook and going through each day I put up one of the figures. And one thing you would never get, unless you knew, would to be looking at Luke chapter 2, verse 10, in the Darby translation. Only the Darby translation would give you the clue as to what it is, because in Luke 2, 10 it says, and the angel said unto them, be afraid not, for behold, I bring you glad tide rings. Glad tide rings of great joy which shall be for all the people. Now, of course, one of the wonderful things about a glad tide ring is that you can use it to bring good news to a world that only hears bad news. Take it and put it on your Christmas tree, and people will come along and they'll say, oh, what wonderful ornaments. By the way, what is that? And you could say, oh, that's my glad tide ring. Can I tell you the good news? See? Or you could put it in your car somewhere, and your passengers will say, what is that? And you can say, that's my glad tide ring. Can I tell you the good news? I'm turning you all into evangelists. Or you have a dog. You could tie it to your dog somewhere, and people will ask, what is that? And you could say, that's my glad tide ring. Or women on your purse, and people will come along and say, what is that? And you can tell them, my glad tide ring. Now, some of you think this is awful corny, and some of you are saying, Pastor, you know what? This is too weird for me. On your way out, throw it in the trash bin. Or better yet, take it with you and give it to somebody else and say, the pastor gave me this glad tide ring, and I want to give it to you. It's about the good news of Jesus born on Christmas Day, the Savior who dies for all. Would you spread the good news for me? And the angel said unto them, be afraid not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. Please rise. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his favor upon you and give you peace.